Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer is in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer. Fulfillment demand continues to skyrocket and outpace available labor. To keep up, warehouse operators are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems. Utilizing Six River Systems' award-winning combination of collaborative robots, artificial intelligence, and operational expertise will make your associates and wall-to-wall fulfillment workflow more efficient. No new infrastructure, no change to warehouse layout, easy to deploy and scale, easy to train and retain associates, all at half the cost of traditional automation. Want to take your fulfillment operation to the next level? Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. That's www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast. I just got back from MODEX last week, and it was incredible. The turnout was amazing, and it was great to be back in person again. There was so much to take in and see with so many innovations coming to the floor after 2 years of being apart, 2 years of being quarantined, not able to get together and see what everybody's been up to and see all the great new innovations. And I'll certainly have some of those to share with you here on the podcast in the weeks to come. With 54 interviews done in just 4 days, you can be sure there's a lot of content coming your way, MODEX content. I want to thank everyone for being so supportive of the podcast at the show. And for the listeners that stopped by to say hi, thank you for sticking with the podcast and supporting. As always, it was great to meet some of you, and it was great to hear about how the podcast is bringing some value to your life and to the industry. And before we get into full-on MODEX content starting next week, I wanted to give my own little recap of the show. So here are my two biggest takeaways from the week, and I think probably a lot of people would say the same thing because these two things were pretty evident at the show and amongst everybody that was there. So the first is the labor shortage is huge and on everyone's mind, and this is something certainly we've been talking about on the show prior to MODEX, and it's been going on for a while, but almost every guest I had come by the booth mentioned the labor shortage as something they're hearing over and over again from attendees, from people coming to their booth, from people coming and telling them their challenges and asking them, you know, what can they do for them. So when you looked around the floor, you could see just how many companies are trying to address this through automation in multiple different ways. They're trying to turn one person into two or three to maximize productivity. And, you know, with this and bringing automation, robotics into everything, you know, there's another big conversation I had, which was the idea around robots replacing jobs. And there are some pretty interesting points, which you'll hear in upcoming episodes on the podcast coming from my conversations at Modex. And, you know, I don't want to spoil them all here. And I want to let the people speak and give the points that they made, because they're definitely very interesting perspectives and viewpoints on this conversation of, you know, robots replacing jobs and automation taking away jobs. But the overall focus certainly that I noticed and heard is to help automate processes that are hard to retain employees in or are not necessarily a value-added skill for an employee. So we talk about these things that are repetitive, monotonous, things that, you know, people do not want to do for, you know, a long period of time, for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and so on, and make a career out of. So these are the types of things that are really getting concentrated on in the robotics and automation space. And I think it makes sense. And you'll hear some of these individuals from the show talk about this and how their companies or their solutions are trying to address this and really help to upskill employees and make them, you know, have better, more meaningful jobs and more fulfilling in a sense. And, you know, you hear some interesting examples of how some of these companies are having difficulties getting labor and just what some of the challenges really are in more detail. So very excited to be able to share those with you later on in the coming weeks. But the conversation definitely around a dark warehouse, which meaning, you know, no employees at all or very few employees and full automation through the entire process. It seemed to be very little at this event, which I thought was interesting, because I think it was more of a conversation around dark warehouses, you know, in the last few years about really having that become a thing. But, you know, it seems that at this event, you know, it was very much more on the collaborative side and upskilling side for employees than going towards that dark warehouse. So definitely a good sign for employees and for people that are maybe concerned about robots or automation taking over jobs. I don't think that is necessarily going to be something that's happening in any time soon at all. It doesn't seem like we are really heading in that direction, which I think is a good thing for people and, you know, for the future of the industry and securing that, you know, we still have employees that can find jobs and do different things. So we'll hear a lot more detail about that. There's a lot of conversation in those 54 interviews that I did about the labor shortage and how people are going about tackling that challenge and coming up with solutions. So the second big takeaway, and I think anyone that went to the show or maybe even just saw on LinkedIn, you know, you cannot deny the absolute massive presence of robots in the building. Everywhere you looked, there was something moving on its own. And, you know, I even had a few guests in the booth even mention jokingly, you know, that we may be looking at a robotics conference and not a material handling conference. I mean, it just everywhere you looked, I mean, everywhere you turned, every aisle, there was some type of robot, something moving around on its own, something automated. I think the most interesting thing about all of the robotics is that there is such an expansion in the amount of processes that are now being addressed by robotics. A few years ago, it was mostly picking solutions, but now we see the big process to tackle is container unloading. And a couple companies unveiled some container unloading robots, which is certainly a challenging thing to, I think, automate and put a robot to do. And there, you know, there's many other processes in between as well that we're seeing where robots are coming into play and helping with the automation there, which I think is a good thing. You know, previously, I think even looking back at when I really started at ProMat 2019 was, you know, it was mostly focused on the picking function and, you know, some movement of material from like point A to point B, but very simple. But it's really going to the next level, looking at how do we bring automation and robotics into each point of the operational flow. And there's some pretty creative and strategic solutions in place and innovations that were at MODEX this year. So it'd be very interesting to see how those develop. And we'll certainly be talking about them on some future episodes as well. So it was also interesting to see the attendees were very much more informed and ready to make decisions on robotics, whereas in the past it was more of a discovery type of mindset when it came to robotics at the show. It was more, you know, looking around, seeing, you know, what is possible or what's potentially coming. But attendees certainly were coming to this either already in their mind that they need robots, or already in their mind that, you know, these are the robot types that they need and that they're going to get, and these are who they're going to talk to about it. So very much informed, certainly probably, you know, 2 years maybe working at home and things like that, you get more time to Google and research and everything, but it's very clear that, you know, people are ready to buy robots, expand their robot program, expand their automation program within their facilities and their operations. It's very, very clear on that. And so it's safe to say, you know, in material handling, robots are here to stay without a doubt. So those are my two big takeaways from the show. A very, very awesome show. It was great. Kudos to MHI for putting on this show and really bringing it together, getting so many people in there. The attendance was just unbelievable. You know, it was obviously up in the air thinking about, you know, are people going to show up? Are we still, you know, on the cusp of COVID and the pandemic? And, you know, what's the turnout going to be like? And it was packed. I mean, it was great to see lots of foot traffic, lots of people coming in, and, you know, lots of people very interested to see what was going on. So be sure to stay tuned for all of the interviews coming out of MODEX 2022, which include not only audio, but video as well. We took video of the interviews so you can kind of get the sense of what was going on there. And we took some video of some demos that I was lucky enough to do with a couple companies too. So thank you again to everyone that came by the booth. And for those that could not make the event, I hope that the upcoming episodes and the videos can bring you a little closer to the event and give you a sense like maybe you were there, help you learn about what's going on in the industry. And if you ever have any questions on things that are going on in the industry, or, you know, something that maybe you might have seen about at the show, certainly send me an email, kevin@thenewwarehouse.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn, Kevin Lawton, CLTD. So stay tuned on thenewwarehouse.com or wherever you listen to your podcast, and be sure to leave a review if you enjoy the show.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.